Blackstone Publishing presents The Facts of Midlife, Good to the Last Death, Book 7, by Robin Peterman. This book is narrated by Jessica Almisi. Chapter 1. Oh my God, I shouted as the intense pressure of the contraction ripped through my lower body. Stars blurred my vision, and I was pretty sure I wanted to quit. Gripping the couch cushion like my life depended on it, I was sure I'd destroyed it. It was far better to kill an inanimate object than my friends who were trying to help. "This sucks so hard. You're doing great, sweetie," my mom whispered in my ear. "Define great," I ground out. "Nothing is impossible as long as I believe. I can do this. It isn't like I have much of a choice." Rolling the mantra around in my brain and trying to convince myself it was true was getting increasingly difficult. My life, while definitely worth living, was spiraling out of control. The original Angel of Mercy, Zadkiel, was a cheating asshole who had challenged me over and over again. The son of a bitch was out to get me for reasons that remained a mystery. He had now, apparently, taken my father and Charlie hostage. They were in the Batu Caves in freaking Malaysia. The immortals were right out of their damn minds. Of course, Zadkiel taking the Archangel Michael and the immortal enforcer hostage seemed like a death wish, but the former Angel of Mercy wasn't what I would describe as stable or merciful. And now? Now I was precariously close to pushing something the size of a watermelon out of a hole more suited for a golf ball in front of a room full of people. It was fine that June, Jennifer, and Missy were here. They were my closest friends. The fact the ghosts of my mom and Graham were here was a blessing. The presence of my angelic siblings, Abby, Prue, Gabe, and Rafe, was beyond strange. Add to that Amelia and her ghostly brothers and sister, and it was a freaking party. Not the way I'd envisioned Alana Catherine's entrance into the world, but it was what it was. Although Zadkiel had ruined this moment as well. Gideon had gone after the bastard, and he was going to miss the birth of our child. "Can't do it," I shrieked, squeezing my eyes shut and making deals with every deity that I could think of to make the pain stop. "Whoever thought this was the way to bring babies into the world should be bitch-slapped. And you know it had to have been a man." My dear friend June cupped my flushed cheek and kissed my forehead. I almost punched her. Thankfully, I didn't. She was one of my nearest and dearest. "You can do it, Daisy."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?